Wednesday, August 20th. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Hudson?
Present.
Commissioner Martin?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Leonard? Commissioner Clasby?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Johnson?
Present, ma'am. We'll now have an invocation by Chief Wilson. Please stand, and after that, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good afternoon, Fire Board. Hopefully, I do as good as Chief Walker. Let's bow our head. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us together here at this Fire Board meeting. Thank you for the beautiful weather and no direct impact of this hurricane that's out in the Atlantic. Dear Lord, thank you for watching over our families, the community, the Fire Board, all the firefighters here, and keeping them healthy and safe. And dear Lord, please help guide our decision making here with the Fire Board and the administration. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you for that. We'll now move on with the agenda. Proclamations and special presentations. I know that we don't have any promotion recognitions, but any other under that item? Okay, seeing none. Commendations, item six.
Yes, so there was several commendations here. There's one that I'd like to point out. It's from the Hodge family, thanking the district and some individuals for their efforts during the troubling time.
Chief, and thank you for that. And I want to thank the entire fire family, the board that was there that day. It was a very touching situation for our community, but I think the family greatly appreciated all of the service of the fire board, the extended services, the things we didn't see, the honor guards, standing with the body for that from the time of death until the time of burial is very special. And I know there were a number of firefighters that took extra duty, shifted duties, used their volunteer time to make sure that he did not stand alone during this time. And so thank you all. Please pass that down through the ranks of the fire department. Just a sad moment for us, but it was a fine hour in how we showed love and support for a fallen hero. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll now have approval of the fire board minutes.
Move approval.
Second.
Been moved and probably second to approve the fire board minutes from July 16, 2025. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Addition, deletion to the agenda.
Move approval.
Second.
Been moved and properly second that we set the agenda as printed. Hearing no questions, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. We have the consent agenda before we call for approval. Just note that under miscellaneous, there were three items here. I'm sure we covered that in debrief. I don't know if you have anything that if you wanted to pull from the consent agenda, we can do that now, but I'll call for a motion or not.
So move.
Second.
Move to proper second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Public comments. Anybody want to make public comments? Seeing no movement, we will move on. Comments from the union rep. Come on up, sir.
There we go. Ryan Satt, Local 1377. Appreciate y'all giving the time, as always, to stand in front of y'all. Right now, everything has been working through our current contract. As we said last meeting, I was here. And I just want to appreciate all the hard work with this budget process y'all been doing. It definitely takes a lot of work, a lot of time. So everything's been going forward, moving forward with us out here in the streets. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Any questions? All right. Public hearings, I don't think we have any here. So unfinished business, I don't think we have any of that. So we're into new business. 14I, financial statements. I think this is Bajor, Mr. Bajoran. Oh, I'm sorry. Jim Hartley, come on up.
Thank you.
Any introduction or lead-in, sir, that you have for that?
Jim, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, good afternoon, Jim Hartley. Jim Hartley with Bartlett McBee Hartley & Barnes here presenting your September 30th, 2024 audited financial statements. We did issue an unmodified opinion, which is a clean report. I'll go through some of the highlights, point out some of the areas of the financial. Your management discussion and analysis is on pages 5 through 14. Page 15 is your statement of net position. This includes your capital assets and your long-term debt. You ended the year with total assets of $174 million and liabilities of $166 million. The statement of revenues and expenditures is on page 19. There, here you had excess revenues of $13 million. And the budget to actual is on, this is for the general fund, is on page 21. And here you were $24 million favorable to the budget. The notes to the financials are on page 24 through 26. This includes your significant accounting policies, as long as the details of items such as capital assets, long-term debt. The management letter is on page 57 and 58. In the past, we've had two comments for a couple years, one regarding the accounts receivable, and that was corrected. Corrective action was taken, and that's been removed from the management letter. We still have one comment in regards to the bank reconciliations, just having those done in a timely manner. And there were some discrepancies noted in those, not significant, but they were still noted. And, you know, I think you could see the management response there is they have implemented a new system, and they're confident that that's going to correct those. I don't know if Tim had any comments on that or where you're at with that. This was being implemented as we finished.
It's ongoing. The financial implementation is supposed to be completed, go live next April. So it's, you know, work in progress, definitely. But we're back actually trying to identify the variances using a much more labor-intensive method. But, you know, the goal is still to get them identified.
Right.
But, yeah, the new system should definitely help.
Very good. And that's my report. Be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions, Board?
No. No, sir.
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I guess we'll offer a motion to accept the...
Thank you, Jim.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Who would promise second to accept the financial report 2024? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Fire Board resolutions. I think we're going to have Ms. Vicki. So this resolution... Airman and Jerry is Jay Hodge, which I read at the memorial service. And again, thank you for your participation. I guess this formalizes it, and so we'll archive it based upon this. So if you want to share it, you can.
St. Lucie County Fire District Resolution Number 777-25, Death of Firefighter Paramedic Jarius J. Hodge. Whereas the St. Lucie County Fire District is overwhelmed with profound sorrow of the death of one of our own, Jay Hodge, a resident and community servant, and whereas Jay was a dedicated man of honor whom was distinguished among many for his character, devotion, and service to the St. Lucie County Fire District, and won for himself the respect and affection of the public for his services to the community, not only as a private citizen, but as a public servant. And whereas his integrity, ability, and devotion to the St. Lucie County Fire District and its citizens enabled him to make a substantial and valuable contribution to the district, his county, and those he served. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the death of firefighter paramedic Jay Hodge has left an unfillable void in the St. Lucie County Fire District, and the citizens of St. Lucie County are now deprived of one of its outstanding firefighter paramedics. He will never be forgotten. And be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be spread among the journals and minutes of this county, the St. Lucie County Fire District, and that a copy be sent to the family of the late Jay Hodge in testimony of his faith and devotion to the St. Lucie County Fire District. Duly passed and adopted by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District this 20th day of August, 2025.
All right, so I'll call for adoption of this.
Move approval.
Second.
Move to proper second to adopt resolution number 777-25. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Passes. Comments by the fire chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I just You know, through tough times, we see the true measure of people, and I think when you look at our fire district across the board as a family, they went through a hard time, and I just could be more proud of the organization, the people we have working there. But that goes for the entire community and law enforcement community as well. The support that we receive throughout the state from the fire service, but also locally with our Port St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Sheriff's Office, FWC, FHP, Indian River, you name it. There's an unprecedented amount of law enforcement participation and what, you know, the procession that took place for Jarius, for Jay. And I can't thank the members of this organization and the members of our community enough.
Thank you, Chief. And again, thank you. And please make sure you convey the thanks from this fire board to all of the firefighters here in St. Louis County. So thank you. Clerk Treasurer.
Yes, just a few things to add to my report. Following it from the last board meeting, I surveyed other fire districts to get their assessment fee schedules. And I had 7 or 8 respond. That's attached to my report. One of the districts, and I've never been here, so I hope I pronounce it right, Navarre Beach? Don't know where that is.
Navarre.
Navarre Beach. Okay, I'll have to go. In their response, the response has an acronym I didn't recognize, TPLE/STR, and I didn't have the meaning of that when I got this. So that stands for Transient Public Lodging Establishment. It's short-term rentals.
Short-term rentals, yeah.
So I just wanted to share that with the board. And then also, I surveyed other fire districts on their fund balances to see if anybody has an official policy or anything on fund balance, and the answer so far is no. But I did get a chart that one of the districts prepared, Fort Myers Beach, which showed ranges of fund balances for their neighboring districts. So I'm still waiting on some more responses on the fund balance policy, but I wanted to share that. That's it.
I think we'd ask this to kind of get guidance on policy, what a good norm, a benchmark. So I think this is a good start.
Yes, thank you.
Clerk Treasurer, I mean Clerk Attorney?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Okay. Who's speaking to the justification of the three? Oh, we're going to just acknowledge.
That was just for your.
Okay, FYI, that's what I thought. Okay. All right, we'll have comments from the board. We'll start down on the right and work our way left.
So I attended the breakfast this morning and we honored Mike Leeson, and that was extremely, we appreciate his service, and he apparently was a mentor to a lot of firefighters, and there was a lot of testimony, and so congratulations to him.
I'm good, thanks. No, I was just going to say this sheet is a byproduct of a conversation that we had this week, and I know we've all kind of, it's nice to have these talking points when we're out in public and people are talking about taxes and all of those things and cost of services. So I thought, well, this is really great. I just asked for a couple things, but they put this whole sheet together. And so as you look through it, it talks about call volume, cost of the units, the equipment, lead time, stocking it. And I think just to share, the most shocking thing that I took away from that, if I remember the numbers right, Chief, is currently the way that we sit with our impact fees, it's taking 12,000 rooftops to build one fire station.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be about 6,000 rooftops, 6,700, something along those lines.
Just a few years ago, and Chief Spear was the fire chief, so it was about between 6,000 and 6,500.
Yeah, so just pointing out, these are the things that we need to be educating ourselves with, and I mean, you guys are, you've been on the board, so I'm preaching to the choir, but just this way I can be more beneficial, a better messenger out there when we're hit with these types of questions and whatnot. So that's, thank you.
I'm going to save a lot of comments for a later date when my husband can attend with me and send out a proper letter, but whoo. To all you men out there, If you have pressure on your chest and your shoulders hurt and your jaw hurts, call 911. Mm-hmm. Don't call your wife because she's going to kill you. I just want to, and we will do this properly, but just at this meeting, I just want to do a huge thanks to Jeff for being there and answering my calls, and to Jordan Hutchinson, who was a family friend, but he was the one that was on call, and he called Dave immediately and helped talk him down, and to Ryan Sapp for being my chauffeur, because I didn't have a car, and I was pacing and about to have my own little heart attack, but everything's fine. But if there's one thing that can be told to anybody, women and men, from what I understand, go and get a cardiac calcium score.
Yep.
Mine is scheduled to be done tomorrow. So with that, I can't thank everyone enough. And don't listen to my husband. They wanted to airlift him. He was like, just get in the truck and drive. So, but he lived. So I didn't have to kill him, but he's doing much better, and I can't thank you enough.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Plastic.
So former Lieutenant John Paul Brohlman has some health concerns, and I just wanted to make sure everybody keeps him in your prayers. He served quite a while with the fire district, a friend of my family, and just keep him in your prayers is all I'm going to say.
I'll wrap this up. We'll get out in record time. So, Chief, thanks for this. As we talked earlier, Board, I've asked Chief and staff to build upon this. You know, we have a community that probably reacts to more of a visual, graphic way of communicating this type of information. So, I've asked him and staff to look into that, look into short videos that could help tell our story. And so, they understand the mission there, and they've received it well. And those things are to come in the future. So thank you, Chief and staff, for hearing those concerns that will only help us help tell the story and help our community understand exactly what we're trying to do. I also want to thank staff as we're getting ready to prepare for budget, the extra time that we're going to put in to make sure we're up to speed. And with that in mind, I just have one question, and it's, bear with me. You know, the city has received, the city of Fort Pierce has received letters, I'm sure municipalities, county, from the state when it comes to this Florida DOGE. And we had a meeting about this at the FLC this weekend where we were kind of trying to understand it from a city perspective. But because we are our own standalone district, will we get that type of request on looking at our budget? And if not, I want to encourage that we be proactive in looking at our budget. So can somebody help me understand that?
So as far as I know, we've received nothing.
Okay.
Now you got to remember, we just went through a performance audit that was mandated by the state and special okay. fire districts. And we were selected in that first round of that. And we just finished that the year before last. So we may not be on that target list because we've already gone through a process similar. That's my guess, but Tim, maybe you might have.
Yeah, I didn't know, and I don't know your community. I didn't know if other people with other counties that have fire departments in them. If their budgets will be subjected to that because they're part of that county mm-hmm. that's being
doge, well,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard from any of the fire.
Okay.
I haven't heard any, but I've been paying attention to what's going on around the state, and it seems like they're picking agencies that have really elevated their reserves in the past few years. Okay. They're saying, you know, you could lower your millage rate instead of elevating your reserves, and as we've demonstrated, our reserves are being drawn down because of all the projects that we're working on. Mm-hmm. So I'd be surprised if they pick us in the first or second round.
Okay. I don't want us to get caught flat-footed, right? And don't know. We've submitted our paper from the city of Fort Pierce, I know. Yeah. And I'm not sure if you've heard from them.
Oh, we've submitted everything to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're done.
And we got from our own staff what right. they submitted back to the state.
Too. Right.
Yeah, we did too.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, just wanted to make sure because I didn't know how that went. So thank you for that. That's all the comments that I have right now. We'll do determination of excused absences. So is there a motion to?
Did we have any last?
I think we were full.
Perfect. Okay, so we're good.
We had perfect. perfect attendance.
All right, well, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
We are adjourned at 3:20.
Yippee. Good job.
No, I think the quickest is like 3:11.